Okay, so we're going to go through three sifim very quickly, because ches and yud are related. Tes is not the halacha l'maisa. Okay, so sif ches is dvash, hazav me'atmar mevarach alav shahakol. The honey that comes from dates is shahakol. V'chein alamash k'nayot shem kol minei peretz chos mizeisim v'anavim mevarach shahakol. Also, all fruit juice except for that which comes from olives or grapes is shahakol. Now, sif tes is sofei anavim shen dvash from ha'olam, the sort of the end of the grapes that never ripen, v'chein ala noflos shehem tamar mishabishlam v'sarfam hachom, and also dates which have been, you know, sort of burned by the sun, the yavshim v'rach shakal. So that's if it's not tzara l'chol ma'isa, but unripe fruit or overly ripe fruit to the point where it's not normally edible, shakal. That's pretty straightforward. And sif yud is perish sharano bishlam b'mayim, fruit that you soak or cook in water, the bracha you make on that sort of soup is shahakal, and the rush says that it could be that if the taste of the fruit actually comes into the water, so then you have to make a ace. Okay, so very, very, very quickly. Okay, Shulchan Aruch paskins that fruit juice is shahakal, with the exception of grapes, the grape juice and olive oil. This is based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The problem is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph is the case of Mish Lakos, which is vegetable soup, which is Hadama. And all the posts can try to figure out, starting with the Rishonim, is what is the difference between fruit juice, which the Gemara assumes is Zeya Ba'alma, is mere sweat of the fruit, and therefore Shehakol and doesn't get the bracha of the fruit. And why is vegetable soup Hadama? Why is vegetable soup defined as a natural continuation of the vegetable? So the Rush paskins that the difference is how much of the taste from the fruit or vegetable goes into the water. In the case of the vegetable soup they're talking about, tam nichnas into the water. Right? You think about like a blended soup. There's a very, very thick consistency, and it tastes like the fruit. The fruit juice that they had in their time, especially, was Zeya Ba'alma. Right? A lot of it is sometimes it's either a little bit of juice, you soak it in the fruit. It could be something more like a petel, like the diluted juices. So that's the sheet of the Rush. The Rajma paskins that no, the difference is this the normal way of eating it? Fruit, Bisman Chazal, is clear from the Gemara's and Shabbos by Shchita, people didn't drink fruit juice, right? The only things that were normally squeezed were grapes and olives, and at a secondary level were sometimes, depending on where you lived, pomegranates and strawberries. But pretty much no fruits were squeezed. Juice just wasn't something they drank, and therefore it's not miu ad lakach. The Tosfos and Lamechas and Aleph, the Mordechai is in Kuf Chaf Hey, and the Rebbeinu Yonah, all paskin, that no, it's a straight difference between eating and drinking. When you eat something, it's considered something which is tovel bo etapas, and when you drink something, it's not. Right, one is meant to actually satiate, the other is just to quench your thirst. Right, that's not considered a ma'aseh achila, and therefore it's automatically shahakol. Now, Shulchan Aruch, the Yosef only quotes the Rush and the Rashba. However, the Magen Avraham and Bikvotav the Mishneh Berurah paskins like Tosfos and the Mordechai. What's the difference between all these positions? So, the difference between the positions is a few things. First of all, one of the differences is going to be a blended fruit soup, which is what Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud, and he's not Machriya. According to the Rajba, that it's a question of is Miyuad Lakach, so then a fruit soup is also going to be Shahakal, because Bismanam they didn't make fruit soups. Vegetable soup, fruit soup, on the other hand, according to the Rush, is going to be Eitz. Because the time is nichnas. Another nachmin another case is risuk, is not like juice, but like an applesauce. Pashtos, both according to the, if it's something which is normally eaten as applesauce, so according to the Rush, it's vadaye, it's according to the Rush, but assuming that you normally eat it that way, it's the only shita who would hold that it's not ate, is Rashi, because Rashi holds that risuk is always shahakal. So the question of halacha that is raised in both of these sifim is, how do we paskin with our juices? So, for some reason or another, the dominant psak has become that you make shahakol like the sheet of Tosos, which is Nisak Magen Avram Simon Reish Hay, not here, but by vegetables, right? But he references back Simon Reish Hay Sif Vav, and Chayadim Paskins, the Be'er Halacha Paskins is over here, and that's sort of the standard Pesach, which is why most people make Shehakol all juices. The Chazon Ish points out compellingly that this seems to be the minority position in Rishonim, and the Chazon Ish and Simon Lamed Gimel in Aruch Chaim says that both according to the Rosh and according to the Rashba, our orange juice is probably ha'eitz. First of all, because it's a normal way of drinking it. And what percentage, for example, of our oranges are used as orange for juice? 95, right? So if you want to talk something which is planted, which is mi'ad l'kach, second of all, the top is nichnas. Our orange juice, especially with pulp, might not even be halachically juice. It might be risok, it might be ha'eitz l'kulei alma. The Chazon Ish there is a suffix. Does it have to be rove that's made into juice, or just have to be something which is normal? But bengach or bengach, our orange juice is kimata rubo kikulo, right? Of the, you know, it's like 95% of the 114 million crates of oranges that are made in Florida every year. I looked up the figures before, right? So still, I personally make ha'eitz on orange juice, as people know, but Rove poskim do poskim shahakal. However, the exceptions to this rule, there's two cases where you might have exceptions. Right? One is what happens if you're having orange and orange juice at the same meal. If you poskim mitoris vadai, that orange juice is shahakal, so then you would make ha'eitz and a shahakal, even though you're having the same fruit, even though you're having a fruit and juice. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eger, talking about his juice, poskim that that's the case in Siman Reish Hay. But forced seems to extend the Rabbi Akiva Eger to our juice as well, and paskins mitoras vada, and therefore you'd make two brachos. Shlomo Zalman is less convinced. Shlomo Zalman thinks you do make two brachos, not because Maker did you should, but because if you normally make shahakal on juice, so your das is not on shahakal, so it's just minutak. But of course, if you know that it might be shahakal, that might not be true, right? Just because you normally make it, it's unclear that that's the case. But for example, Shlomo Zalman paskins that if you have an orange juice and chocolate at the same meal, even if you normally make shahakal, you don't make two brachos because it's suffic brachos. The Shuvas Or Letzion also paskins. That paskins that you don't make two brachos, and Piskei Shuvas paskins this way as well, that if you're having juice and you're having the fruit in the same meal, so then you only make ha'eitz because it's a case of suffic brachos. Additionally, if you accidentally make ha'eitz on juice, because it's at least a very real suffic, you would not make a second bracha. Okay, so to quickly summarize, right, it comes out of Ches, Yud, and what we get to it later by vegetables. Stira in the Gemara between fruit juice and vegetable soup, right? Mei shlakos is hadama, mei peros is ha'eitz. The question is, why is it that fruit juice does not maintain the bracha and vegetable soup does? Three main days from Rishonim. The Rush, because the tam is not nichnas into fruit juice, in their fruit juices, but it is in vegetable soup. The Rashba, because it's not mi'ad l'kach, that's not the normal way of eating it. And Tosos, Mordechai, Rabbeinu Yonah, because it's the difference between eating and drinking. While the majority Shita and Rishonim is not like Tosos, it's Nisak, La'alachim, and the Magen Avram, and the Mishnah Brura, and is probably the Menachah Pashut. And Kol Yisrael would make Shahakal on juice. However, the Chazon Ish is cholik on this because it's not the majority Shita and Rishonim, and our juices, both the Tam is Nichnas, like the Rush, and according to the Rashba, it is Mi'ad L'kach. Furthermore, some of our juices, especially orange juice with pulp, might not be juice, it might be Risuk. So even if you make Shahakal, the question is, what do you do in case of the Tzvekos? So while Rabbi Forst thinks that you treat it as Vade, like Rabbi Kiveger says, by juice in general, here the Piskei Chuvos and the Or Letzion said it's not the case, that if you're already having a fruit at the meal, so then you don't make another bracha shakal. If you besuffik, if you by accident made a ha'eitz on the juice, then you wouldn't make a second bracha because it deletes the suffik. I checked with Mordechai last night, and he thought this was davar pashut la'halacha. The Shlomo Zalman raises another shayla, which is, what is on your mind? And then you really have to wonder what is actually on people's minds when they know that there is a machlokas out there.